McAllen's tribute to International Women's Day with Rose Benavides. Texas Border Business, by Roberto Hugo Gonzalez. The city of McAllen marked International Women's Day with a special breakfast symposium titled, Share Your Voice, a cornerstone event in the city's Women's History Month celebrations. Held on Monday, March 11, 2024, at the McAllen Convention Center Ballroom, the event drew together city leaders, including Michelle Rivera, the assistant McAllen city manager, who served as the moderator. The symposium featured the 2024 panel of community trailblazing women in McAllen, with notable participants such as Rose Benavides, president of Starr County Economic Development Council and chair of the South Texas College Board of Trustees, and Val La Mancha, owner and managing partner of L&F Distributors. This gathering aimed to feature McAllen's leadership role within the Rio Grande Valley and beyond, celebrating women's significant contributions to the city's development. It encouraged female employees to aim higher in their careers, fostering resilience and motivation to pursue further opportunities within McAllen. Mayor Villalobos praised the initiative, highlighting women's crucial role in driving the city's progress. Since its launch in 2017, the event has honored over 20 women for breaking barriers and serving as sources of inspiration within their fields and the broader community. Benavides's journey to becoming president of the Starr County Economic Development Council, SCEDC, exemplifies her relentless spirit and steadfast resolve. Straight out of college, she ventured into an unfamiliar domain, rapidly ascending to a leadership position by age 21. Confronting the challenges of a male-dominated sector, she swiftly asserted her authority and expertise, defying the conventional norms and expectations set before her. A defining moment in her career occurred during a tense situation at an airport accompanied by members of the SCEDC on a trip to Washington, D.C., where she exhibited remarkable courage and leadership amidst a storm, asserting, "There's a lot of things that this girl can blow up, but it's not going to be that plain. So, I'm getting on it. If you all want to join me, I'll see you in D.C. If not, good luck." This incident cemented her reputation as a fearless leader and highlighted the true measures of success, merit and hard work, irrespective of age or gender. Benavides advocates patience, diplomacy, and strategic communication when dealing with naysayers, especially in politics. She believes in the potential to transform adversity into opportunity, stating, "Naysayers. So, a lot of times, especially in politics, it becomes essential to create partnerships and collaborations. Sometimes, no one will ever agree with you 100%. Still, I've learned there is an opportunity in one of those challenges to make an ally, build a bridge, and make a friend." Her strategy involves engaging detractors constructively to find common ground, ultimately turning skeptics into supporters through persuasion and inclusion. Growing up in a Hispanic-Mexican household and community presented Benavides with a dual narrative, one that encouraged ambition and another that warned against overstepping traditional gender roles. She reflects, "So when you're growing up in a Hispanic-Mexican household and community, advice is a dichotomy of what you hear, you can do anything you want because you're smart because you're a woman. You work hard because men don't like women who are too smart." Despite these cultural barriers, Benavides remained undiscouraged, her career testimony to the belief that one can achieve anything, regardless of ethnicity, sex, or age, as long as there's passion for the work. Benavides maintains a balanced life, valuing quiet times for reading and writing and finding peace in travel. Her career took an unexpected turn from an aspiring lawyer to a leader in economic development, driven by the visible impact of her work on her community and the fulfillment it brought. Her most significant professional achievement lies not in a singular moment but in the collective impact of little wins, as she said, that have significantly transformed Starr County, improving the lives and futures of its residents. In addressing the complex challenges leaders face today, Benavides emphasizes balancing personal convictions with the more significant impact of decisions on the community. Her leadership philosophy stresses the need to make difficult choices for the greater good, demonstrating an understanding of leadership's responsibilities. Benavides's reflections on economic development highlight the continuous pursuit of improvement and the importance of nurturing human capital. Her personal and professional growth approach is marked by a focus on natural alignment with her goals, emphasizing the journey over specific milestones. Benavides offers wise advice for women in the workplace, emphasizing the importance of asserting authority while embracing femininity and the significance of recognizing and celebrating achievements, no matter the challenges. Her story and insights inspire women to live purposefully and encourage them to view every day as a victory.